Most privacy violations are not going to be caused by the exposure of huge personal secrets, but by the publication of many little facts. As with killer bees, one is an annoyance, but a swarm can be deadly. Robert O. Harrow, Jr., No Place to Hide.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Broken Window, a Lincoln Rhyme novel by Jeffrey Deaver. Read by Dennis Boutsakaris.
One, something in common. Thursday, May 12th. Chapter 1. Something nagged, yet she couldn't quite figure out what. Like a faint recurring ache somewhere in your body. Or a man on the street behind you as you near your apartment. Was he the same one who'd been glancing at you on the subway? Or a dark dot moving toward your bed but now vanished? A Black Widow spider? But then, her visitor, sitting on her living room couch, glanced at her and smiled, and Alice Sanderson forgot the concern, if concern it was. Arthur had a good mind and a solid body, sure, but he had a great smile, which counted for a lot more. "How about some wine?" she asked, walking into her small kitchen.
"Sure, whatever you got."
"So this is pretty fun, playing hooky on a weekday. Two grown adults, I like it."